This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of a slump or a funk, whatever you may be in. Loud voices from the radio come from the DJ V experience. Jennifer Horn doesn't have a loud voice. She has a pleasant, penetrating voice. Victoria Keelan has a firm, strong voice. Kara Schillen has a younger voice. All voices are accounted for, all appreciated. Now, in another world, if I said something, I said Jennifer has a pleasant voice, Victoria would say, or someone else might say, well, what's the matter with my voice? Nothing wrong with anybody's voice.
My mom has a voice crush on Jennifer.
Mother has a voice crush on Jennifer?
Yes.
Really?
She always says, she always asks how everybody is whenever I see her, and she goes, oh, that Jennifer, I just love her voice. It's just such a pleasant voice. I could just listen to it forever and ever.
Thank you, Fancy Nancy.
She always says that, yeah.
Tell her I'll sing to her if she really wants.
Yeah, let's
you could, like, read the newspaper to her. I think she'd just be loving it. You could make your own Jen voice app.
Ooh, I like that idea.
The Jennifer voice app. That's not bad. Let's see what we can do to get you out of there's the end of the week. Sometimes there's a slump on Friday. Today's October 27th, by the way. The last Friday in the month of October. Two more months to go. Thanksgiving around the corner. Well, Halloween first. And then Thanksgiving. Then all the parties, then the series of, depending on your religion, all kinds of holidays at the end of the year, first of the year, Martin Luther King Day, Valentine's Day, Patrick's Day, all of a sudden it's spring again. Hooray! Okay, so if you are one of the people who find themselves, as I do or have, and I think this year I'm beginning to feel it a little bit, I have traditionally, that's the right word, when I get into the fall season, the darkness of the end of the year begins to, it's like death, the end of the year.
Oh,
and my birthday comes around and I'm thinking, okay, I'm another year older, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, boy.
So
guess what? You're another minute older right now.
I am.
You're going to cry about that?
What, Doug? Right now is the youngest you'll ever be.
That's right. Thank you. So, Jennifer, in hockey, well, both of you, I guess, are hockey fans, are you not?
We are.
Victoria, you like hockey?
Yes.
So maybe you think about, well, it isn't just hockey. Let's think about any sport, whether it's hockey or football, baseball, you name it. There are good habits and bad habits. And you try to get rid of the bad habits. And I think going into the slumpy season is a bad habit of mine. So I'll leave it to you, ladies. To, in a manner of speaking, because I won't be here for my birthday, you can give me a birthday party today, and it'll bring me out of my slump. Slumps
Happy
never
birthday,
last.
Dougie.
Thank you. All right. Think about, this is for everybody who has something going on that brings you down, that's a test of your will, maybe. Breaking through that which holds you down or that which makes you upset. And, you know, because you can't, sometimes it's what other people feel about things that you may have said or done, and you can't do something. They have their way of interpreting what goes on. You have your way of meaning what it is that you're doing or thinking. And so if you get into a funk or a slump, you don't want to stay there. You want to get yourself out of it. I find music, like Victoria's done a good job of bringing, we have what they call Thursday, a Throwback Thursday musical segment. And the music that's in there always helps. And I listen to it on the radio in my car. Things that you wouldn't think would maybe pull you out of stuff that you're either concerned about, worried about. All of the things that sort of put you on the dark side. And I think this program is aimed at bringing you out of that as well. Most of the time, not always. But most of the time, trying to pull you out of wherever you are and make sense of some of the silliness that's in the world. So just think about that. Think about living. Think about life. Think about the fact that, yes, you have another opportunity. Even though you may be a second older, a minute older, an hour older, a day older, month older, year older, you have an opportunity to correct whatever it is that maybe has gone wrong, or you have the opportunity to glow or bask in that which you have done right. And you've done, let's face it, all of us have done more good in our lives than not. We've done more things right than wrong. So focus on that. I know when I was last April, I don't know why I just went there, but a picture of Charlotte flashed through my mind. Charlotte was my bulldog who lived to be almost 15. She died a couple of years ago. And when I was on the air feeling upset, you were all, the three of you were making me feel good about what she meant to me. At that moment, Meredith sent me a picture of her and said she wouldn't want you to be anything other than happy, excuse me, about the experience that you've had with her life. So when you're, it's about a person or a dog or a thing, work, whatever it is, think about all of the good things that have come as a result of that relationship or that experience, and then push the other stuff away. You can do it. It sometimes takes a little practice, but it's good to do. So, having said that, all of the focus on the releasing of the JFK material, on how much of the stuff you have looked at or are looking for, it's interesting that the CIA, the FBI, were asking the president to wait on releasing these documents because they wanted to go over them. How many years do you have to have this stuff? This is what's so foolish about some of this bureaucracy. The CIA didn't like the fact that there was going to be a release. What? They knew there was going to be a release. There's 18,000 pages, records, being released. And apparently no documents have been withheld in full. Some of it redacted, which just basically means somebody looks at it, takes a magic marker, and blanks out what they don't want you to read. So in that circumstance, isn't that kind of cheating? Really? That's cheating. I want to see everything.
People around the world are watching this. This is not just because it's an old problem or an old situation doesn't mean that it's not of interest to other people besides Americans.
So the Russians didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, the Russians issued a statement saying they didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, but they didn't anyway, and they didn't have.
But that was one of the storylines.
Yeah. No, the Russians had nothing to do with it. It is time, when it comes to things like this, really to drain the swamp, and not so much of politicians, but of bureaucrats who are stuck in the old ways. Much of what we talk about, any of the problems that have to do with the way the country is run, have not to do with the politicians, they have to do with the bureaucrats, with people who are stuck, if you will, in quotation marks, in these jobs. They're there, and they protect their own. It's like the police protect their own. People there, these groups of workers that protect themselves, whether they're public or private. And that's not in the public interest, frankly. It certainly isn't going to gain you any more respect, nor is it going to gain you more loyalty, or is it going to gain you more fans. And that's the way I look at it. Anybody else, Victoria?
No, I agree. Totally.
Totally!
Totally!
Write that down. She totally agrees. God, ooh-wee. All right, let's see if you agree with this. The guides that I put forth from day to day, time to time, the things that I tell you about and the ladies tell you about that we think will make a big difference in your life, people come to this program who are interested in listening to our perspective on things. And that often goes to the point when we're talking about the tools that will make your life better. A lot of people advertise a lot of different things on this program, and many of them are health-oriented. And I've not seen anything any better with this. As a matter of fact, I was taking this stuff before they advertised here. I've had off and on over the years, Purity products represent different products, and we've told you stories. But I've never told you a story that was as good or strong or positive or important as the story of the Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. If you have decreased mobility, this came just at the right time for me, and I actually started taking more of it because I got a problem with my knee because I twisted it and it needs support and that sort of thing. And so I began taking Krill Omega 50 plus CoQ10 from Purity, and I feel the difference. I feel my knee, I'm going on a walking tour of Italy, so I got to be able to walk and be comfortable. And this really helped my joints. You can feel how things, the pain is gone literally after just about a week of this. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil and CoQ10. And it's not that horse pill that you take often that we've all been taking for fish oil over the years. This is a small pill. Just a little caplet that has such big health benefits. Great for your heart, your joints. Great for everything, that extra energy that you like to have. Who doesn't need that? There's a free bottle coming to you as a listener of the DJV Experience, Krill Omega 50. They're going to send you a free bottle when you call 800-355-1493. Why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about it? All you'll pay is about $4 for shipping. Free bottle. You'll see the difference. You'll feel it. Then they want you to get on the bandwagon, obviously. So if you try it and it doesn't cost you anything, you got nothing to lose, right? Except the benefits, the big difference that you feel. Support your body. Joint function, normal flexibility, all kinds of functions that you need in order to have a happy, healthy, strong life. 800-355-1493 for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 with the CoQ10. That really helps to activate it. That's why they put CoQ10 in it. It activates the ingredients. 800-355-1493. You ladies sold on this? You ready?
I'm absolutely
ready. And there are a lot of other things. They'll send you a brochure that has all kinds of stuff in there that are really great products for your health and longevity. 800-355-1493.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. 1 pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Men Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
So
there was a fun part before that that they were talking on stage. Yeah, Dolly was talking about Kenny. Is that, do we not have that too?
We don't have that, but I can keep playing Islands in the Stream.
Thank you.
Anyway,
your assistant producer is the worst,
I love
Karen.
Our technical staff here. Hey,
oh my gosh!
Let's take a nap in the middle of our shift. Okay. So, the idea of playing Islands in the Stream for Dolly and Kenny together, you don't have to say Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, it's Dolly and Kenny, 30 years they've been friends and making music together. They took the stage together for one last time, so they say. They were on the stage together past their Wednesday night. Kenny Rogers is 79 now. Dolly Parton is 71. Final concert of his 60-year career at the All In for the Gambler Kenny Rogers Farewell Concert Celebration, which I attended 2 years ago. The final farewell. He actually has gotten himself, I think, he told people that he had had a knee operation a couple of years ago, but I think he has Parkinson's, actually. And they're not talking about it, but I think that's really why things are over for him, and he's officially retiring now. Since the first release of Islands in the Stream, it became number one, stayed there for quite a while. They become perfect duet partners. Lots and lots of fans asked why they, this great music and the fact that they were friends. There was a rumor. I think that's kind of where some of these questions come from, Victoria. There was a rumor that there was something going on. There have always been rumors about Dolly Parton. There's a rumor about her and Johnny Carson.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is. But she seemed very devoted to her husband, whose name is Carl. And I wonder how many people even know that, because he's never been seen in public with her. Never. So it's...
Yeah, I think I've seen one picture of them, and it's from, like, a year after their marriage or something.
Yeah.
But every time she... I've seen her talking about him, and they seem very happy together still.
Yeah, right. Parton says she's not his type. So that's kind of nice. Yeah, Islands in the Stream, Love is Strange, Real Love, You Can't Make Old Friends, some of the great music that's come from the two of them. Rogers said, quote, I'm a believer the tension is better if you keep it than if you satisfy it. Huh. And secondly, she said no to me. So, neat. Okay. All right, let's see if we can pass or note the passing of Dick Noel, who was known as the King of the Jingles. He was with the Ray Anthony Orchestra. This guy's been around for a long time. His album from 1978, Time for Love, featured a lot of ballads. Here's That Rainy Day. Mel Torme loved this guy. Recorded from some of the old record labels. Had radio programs. Used to sing on other radio shows back in the 40s and the 50s. Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, that sort of thing. He recorded 15,000 spots.
That's a lot.
United Airlines, McDonald's, that sort of stuff. His voice meant a lot. It's very, but the era of the crooner. Listen to how smooth this guy sounds. Crank it up, sir.
Why would I come back for more? No.
Sound about that Sinatra sound. It is not duplicated today, as much as some people are good, like Harry Connick Jr., trying to recreate the sound. 28 past the hour.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Here we are in the middle of football season, and did you know that making flexible football helmets could put an end to concussions? Visus, a Seattle-based company, is trying to put an end to concussions with a new helmet called Zero One. It's a multi-layered, flexible helmet designed to diminish impact forces to the head. The outer shell absorbs impact by deforming a specific part of the helmet, very similar to car bumpers and a fender bender, while the interior shell, customized to fit a player's head perfectly, works with the other layers to distribute pressure. Next step, the Zero One helmet will be put to the ultimate test, Virginia Tech's star rating system for concussions. More info is at visis.co, that's visis.co, or check it out on YouTube.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. 5850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit, absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Now 34 after the hour, on the radio and in your ear, the creative discussions of the DJV experience with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and yours truly, the old announcer out in the, and yours truly, Doug Steffen, with a focus on good days. Well, let's see. I'm leaving just in time, apparently. There's a huge storm headed for this area that'll slam into our area, more, I think, New York and New Jersey than New England, but it may get up into the mid area, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. The forecast is for three storms to sort of come together. The old perfect storm depends on the jet stream.
Perfect storm.
Did I say that?
No, I'm just saying that just reminds me of that movie.
A little Boston-ish.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So if all of these three storms line up, it'll be a messy. Won't, I don't think, affect Washington as much as it will. You'll probably get the brunt of it where you are in New York.
Yeah, it looks
like
it.
To me like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, it'll be a lot of coastal flooding, that sort of thing. But it's the time of year when these storms do develop as the weather systems change. It's actually a little late for this, the end of October, early November. Although, wasn't it about this time?
Sunday night 5 years ago.
Right, yeah. Not as strong as Sandy by any stretch of the imagination.
And
but
after Sandy passed through, it got very mild. I remember that Halloween, walking around my neighborhood and seeing all the kids out trick-or-treating, and it was very warm after the storm had passed.
Well, what it does is suck. That kind of a storm sucks everything out of the atmosphere and pulls everything else in. So it'll be warm next week. It's been warm this fall anyway, but it'll be back to being in the 60s and 70s. Next week after the storm passes. It's a little chilly here. We still haven't had a frost. At the end of October, the fact we haven't had a frost yet is really...
Yeah, we had a frost advisory this morning, but that was first time we've had one. And there was like a really thin layer, but not the kind you have to sit and wait for it to melt off of your window.
Let's check in with Jennifer, who was in 107 degrees yesterday. Got a frost warning.
I just can't even play. What is this frost that you speak of?
Oh, you Californians.
It was like, gosh, when I left the house, and I leave the house early, probably around 5:20 or so in the morning, it was 91 degrees when I got into my car.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
No, it was awful. And it was so dry. I mean, my skin, like my fingers are cracking. My hair is your scalp is itching because there's no moisture in the air.
Victoria and I we're gonna come take a vacation.
Yeah.
It was like 106 or something with wind, and so then the fire danger. We've had fire popping up. I mean, thankfully they've gotten on top of them, but man, oh man. I had one that started at the end of my street on Monday night, but it seemed that they got it out real fast. Now yesterday it was only 84, so that's not terrible
temperature.
That was pretty nice actually.
Well, under the circumstances. The weather out there, my daughter took a trip to visit some friends in New York, as a matter of fact, this weekend, Victoria, and so she posted on Facebook yesterday how refreshing it was to land in 56 degrees, to take off in 96 degree weather, and I think it was like she took a plane at 6 in the morning and to land in 56. It almost is shocking. Not quite. It's just the differences between the coasts this year have been surprising in lots of different ways. So, anyway, it is.
I just always laugh at my friends in California who just never. I mean, to me, you live in paradise, and they're just never fully satisfied with the weather. It's either too hot, or there's humidity, or it's just, or too dry, or it's too cold when it's 74.
It's all about we want what we can't have. Straight hair girls want curly hair. Right. I mean, believe me, like people that live in LA want the seasons, and we don't get them.
Yeah. And girls with curly hair want straight hair, really?
Yeah, and girls with straight hair want curly hair. Why we started getting permanents.
I see. Which aren't really permanent, are they?
That's correct. Only permanent for a few months.
Yeah. All right, now, mentioning Massachusetts brings me around to thinking about a couple of things. When do we turn the clocks fall back, spring ahead? So when do we turn the clocks back? Is it next week?
I think it's next weekend. Because I was told it was this weekend, and I freaked out, and then I was... Then they were corrected.
They changed it. It was at one time, but they changed it because of Halloween.
It's late this year, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, because I'll be in Italy when the clocks change, and I don't think they do the clock change over there. And there is some European jurisdictions, like in England, they do that, but they don't do it at the same time. So it'll be a mumbo-jumbo of what time is it? Really, what time is it? In Massachusetts, being the characters that they are, I live in the two craziest states in this country. Massachusetts officials say, or there's a movement, I don't know whether these people are really officials or not, but Massachusetts wants to get out of the Eastern time zone as we get ready to turn the clocks back. There's a commission exploring whether the state ought to spring ahead 1 hour and stay there. This has been a proposal for a long time.
Answer, Arizona and Hawaii absolutely have it right. I get it. When we needed it, this was a great system to help farmers.
This is the agricultural, the basic.
But this is not what we need anymore. And it's just, it's annoying. It's disruptive. I don't know.
Very.
The more people die in the week after the clock changes than any other week. in the year.
People. Yeah. And, you know, spring forward, okay, we're all golden. We get that hour back, but fall back, get ready, people. You're going to lose an hour. And I don't know about you, but I've got the Dodgers in the World Series. I'm having a Halloween party. I'm going to be out of town next weekend. I don't have time to fall. I don't have time to lose an hour. I need every
to worry about whether I'm in the right place at the right time or whatever it is. That's one of the things. When I used to go to Las Vegas and cross the Hoover Dam all the time, and you look at the clock to figure out, am I early for my meeting, or am I going to be on time, or am I going to be late? Because it's unpredictable, and now it's unproductive. Means nothing, does nothing. We don't have, sadly, an agricultural base anymore. And it's the same with school. It used to be that the reason we get out of school in June and went back in September is because kids were needed to work on the farm. Don't need that anymore. So the schools should be running all the time, 12 months out of the year.
I will say, as someone who went to school without air conditioning in my middle school,
you
I don't know that I'd be...
In the schools.
Okay.
You put air conditioning in the schools.
Well, most of the schools have it now, but man, when I was a kid, you're right, Kara, I didn't have air conditioning and it was miserable.
I feel like that was one of the main reasons still around here why we... Because some places do have year-round school, but around here in my middle and elementary school, at least for part of the time, we didn't have air conditioning. And in the portables, they were the only place that you had it, so you kind of hoped that you would have class out there. But once it hit May or you'd go back in August and September, it was miserable. You couldn't focus on anything.
Well, the problem with one state doing this and the rest of them are... Yeah, we're very dependent. New England is really a core. It's like one big group. It's like one big state, in a manner of speaking. So if all the states don't do it, go into the Atlantic time zone, which is where when you go up, after you cross over from Maine, from Houlton, Maine, into Canada, it immediately becomes Atlantic time. Nova Scotia's on Atlantic time. And so if you were there, then... That's fine if all of us are there, but if only one of the six states is there, it's not. It's going to be the same things that Jennifer's just talking about, confusing and crazy. So, but I think it's worth thinking about. Everybody ought to be thinking about it, frankly, because it's foolishness, silly. All right, today is Black Cat Day.
Oh, buddy!
Jennifer has a black cat. Cats in ancient Egypt were highly revered, worshipped, in fact, because their ability to go after mice and rats, the vermin that was around. Cats of royalty were known to be dressed in gold and jewelry and were allowed to eat off of their owners' plates. I think there's still some of that stuff going on now. Jennifer, you wouldn't do
I
that.
I do not either. Share food with my cat. No. No.
They try real
I'm not
hard.
As crazy. I know.
So what's
Actually,
the thing
you know,
about
mine
black...
Mine doesn't go crazy, though. Mine, you know, I had this cat when I was a kid, and if my mom ever brought in, like, a Happy Meal for me, the cat would go bananas about, like, chicken McNuggets. My cat goes nuts about steamed broccoli and avocado. Isn't that the weirdest thing? I mean, not meat, but it's all about the avocado and the broccoli.
So where does the thing about black cats being bad luck come from? Anybody know? Especially at Halloween time.
Apparently, the Puritans did that.
Apparently.
Once they hit Plymouth Rock, black cats were bad luck. because they thought it was, like, paganistic to think that a black cat would be good luck.
All right, let's talk about bad luck in sports. The Patriots have lost a key player for the rest of the season, and the Yankees have lost their manager. So, Victoria, why don't you start with the Yankees and the fate of Joe Girardi?
Yeah, Joe Girardi is not going to be back for an 11th season as the New York Yankees manager. The team announced his departure on Thursday. He issued a statement saying, with a heavy heart, I come to you because the Yankees have decided not to bring me back. I'd like to thank the Steinbrenner family for believing in me and giving me this wonderful opportunity. He's 53. He is finishing up his contract. Well, I guess it's a little bit short. He should have finished up this at the end of this year, but they decided to go in a different direction. He did really well with them for 10 seasons. Of course, they had the 2009 World Series championship. However, in the last 3 years, the Yankees have failed to make it all the way. And I think
yesterday's
probably
hero,
putting some blame on him for that.
Yesterday's bum. That's right. You know, the same thing happened to the Red Sox. The guy who's manager of the Red Sox
he's done.
I think 6 or 7 years is gonzo.
Yeah.
It makes me mad for him. I mean, I'm no Yankee fan, and maybe if I were, I'd want to see Joe Girardi go. But their performance in the playoffs was phenomenal. They got behind 2-0 against who were they playing? The Cleveland Indians, who were being called the best team in baseball, and they came back and won that. They got behind to Houston 2-0, and they came back and they almost won. They drew it out to game seven. So, I mean, to me, that's not a failed year. That's actually pretty dang good.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to make it anywhere, and they made it to the playoffs, so it's kind of surprising.
I think people were speculating that it was, since they did have that little surge at the end, that maybe he would stick around for another year. But then he's also being blamed for losing the final game because he didn't challenge a bad call. And the New York papers went nuts on him.
If they want to get rid of you, they get rid of you.
It's kind of interesting because you said the Red Sox manager is gone. I think the Mets manager is also gone.
Yeah,
so I wonder if they'll just do like a trade around.
Yeah, they do that all the time. The guys go to other places. The guy from New York, from the Red Sox go to New York, that kind of stuff. Although the Red Sox hired some batting coach, I think, younger guy who is a player, and he's the first Hispanic manager. And I can't remember his name, but I remember reading a story about him. He's in his 40s. He used to be a quite a good player. All right, let's get over, Jennifer, to your friends that surround Tom Brady.
Can I also make a statement about this? Because I was feeling bad about myself yesterday.
What were you saying? What? About what?
Okay. I play fantasy football.
Yes, you do.
I admit it. I've played for 3 years. This year, I'm actually doing pretty well. The last 2 years, not so much. And I saw this story cross over saying that the Patriots had a season-ending injury. And I lost it because I have Rob Gronkowski on my fantasy football team. And I thought for a second after I went, no, who is this? And I looked, and as soon as I saw that this was a person who was like not the same color as Gronk, so I didn't have to like read into it, I'm like, okay, that's not Gronk, phew. And then I read and I'm like, oh, this poor guy, he's out for the season. Sad. I apologize to this poor guy for just looking at him for statistical information. Get some rest and feel better, Dante Hightower.
So that's it, eh? All right, so there we have a couple of the major sports items that are of interest and import. Also, today is Navy Day. Celebrating the Navy celebration was replaced by Armed Forces Day, which is the third Saturday in May back in 1949. But that's good. I always favored the Navy, frankly, because of people in my family who are in the Navy. It's 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, after driving 1,200 miles in the Cadillac CT6 with Super Cruise, their autonomous highway feature, here's what I know. It takes about 2 hours to get used to the fact that the car does all the driving for you. It's a little disconcerting having a steering wheel turn for you when you're sitting in the driver's seat with your hands off the wheel. A great idea if you do lots of freeway driving. But the cheapest you can get one in the new car is $72,000 for the Cadillac CT6. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Dr. Seth Baum, and this is A Healthier You. I recently co-authored a study that found that 70% of new prescriptions for breakthrough cholesterol drugs called PCSK9 inhibitors are being rejected by private insurers. Since I treat the kind of patients who often don't adequately benefit from older treatments alone, and for whom these new drugs can be life-saving, I find this unacceptable. It has been estimated that 100,000 heart attacks and strokes could have been avoided last year alone if all patients who needed these drugs had gotten them. Your insurer should not be coming between you and your doctor to keep you from getting the best medicine. Let's return to a system in which decisions about health care are made by doctors and patients, not by bureaucrats. For more information, go to Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy. That's Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
Thank you.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Now, 53 past the hour, the focus on what has happened in this continuing focus on Harvey Weinstein. Did I use focus twice in that sentence? I think there is
focus,
some applicability.
Focus, Dougie.
Focus on Harvey Weinstein.
Focus.
From the point of view of Ashley Judd, who was interviewed on television on ABC by Diane Sawyer. So we're going to find a lot of controversy. I don't know. There's a lot of ears and eyes that were opened in this conversation, and we'll get to it, including Ashley Judd herself, right after this.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
All right, let's get to this very controversial interview that Diane Sawyer did with Ashley Judd.
who tells first of her meeting with Harvey Weinstein and what she felt.
I remember the lurch when I went to the desk and I said, Mr. Weinstein, is he on the patio? And they said, he's in his room. And I was like, ugh, kidding me.
But you went up because?
I had a business appointment, which is that's his pattern of sexual predation. That was how he rolled.
She tells Diane Sawyer what happened when Weinstein suggested she watch him take a shower.
And I fought with this volley of no's, which he ignored, and he kept coming back at me with all this other stuff. And finally, I just said, when I win an Oscar in one of your movies, okay? And he's like, yeah, when you get nominated. I said, no, when I win an Oscar. And then I just fled. Am I proud of that? I'm of two minds. The part that shames myself says no. The part of me that understands the way shame works says, that was absolutely brilliant. Good job, kid. You got out of there.
So she is like many of the others, but feels like there's a need to tell the story in this circumstance. She mentions in this clip how women reacted to him and has a message for Harvey.
We all do the best we can, and our best is good enough. And it's really okay to have responded however we responded. And what I would say to Harvey is, I love you, and I understand that you are sick and suffering. And there is help for a guy like you, too. And it's entirely up to you to get that help.
I love you?
I would not have said that.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does she look different to you? Did you get that?
No, she's older. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. The thing that is interesting, I think, about all this is she made a deal with him, and she consensually had sex with him because she said she didn't want to be raped.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how she had sex with him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Wow.
But she had dealt with him, and she goes, gosh, in my mind, I don't want to be raped, so I'm going to make a deal.
So didn't, though, under the circumstances, she said, I'll have sex with you when I win an Oscar. Wasn't that what she was saying in the first clip?
Well, that's what it sounded like, that basically in order to get out of watching him in the shower then, she, I don't know if it was that, if that was the deal to have sex with him, or if that was just the deal that she would watch him in the shower when she won an Oscar. And I just...
But when did the sex thing happen then?
So this is the deal. Okay, so this is the story that I saw. She said she had arrived at the hotel suite, and she said Weinstein first offered to give her a massage. Then when she said no, he asked her to give him one. She said she refused to sit down, surveyed the floor plan of the suite to plot her escape. I thought no meant no. I fought off this volley of no's. Then she made a deal. She agreed to have, okay, so she agreed to have sex with him when I win an Oscar in one of your movies. And he said, when you get nominated. She said, no, when I win an Oscar. She got out of there. She said she was shamed about all of this. And she said she had to deal with him again after, I guess the interview went on, to say that she had to deal with him again at a dinner meeting that she went to. And she says he brought up that little agreement that was made and was looking around for material, I guess, to get her to, like, write it down or something. I mean, this guy was
really adamant about it. Basically, she said something off the cuff to get out, and he would not let her get out of that. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. All right, 59 after the hour. Good conversation here on the DJB show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.